Welcome to Season 5 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. The Bible has a lot to say about thinking. Thoughts are spiritual events, and they set the direction and determine the destiny of your life. So put on your thinking cap, because this season of the Food for Your Soul podcast is all about thinking, logic, discernment, and being transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Discernment is a vital and crucial part of maturity. And one of the classic passages on spiritual maturity is Hebrews chapter 5. Paragraph Hebrews 5, the writer rebukes the readers of the book of Hebrews because they're immature. And when he rebukes their immaturity, we see in his rebuke the elements of maturity, spiritual maturity, so we can learn what it is. And the crux of the issue, I'll just tell you the punchline right now, the crux of the issue is the very last line of the chapter, right before you get to chapter 6. The mature are defined there as those who have trained themselves to distinguish between good and evil. That's spiritual maturity, the ability to be skilled at distinguishing between good and evil. And that may sound simple now, but we'll find there's a lot more to that than meets the eye. Now, the mature, the word mature here in this text, doesn't carry as much of a connotation of age as our word mature. You know, when we say somebody is mature, sometimes we just mean they're older or whatever. Really, this word translated mature is teleos. It's the word, Greek word for perfect. And it refers not to age, but to the way something is supposed to be. Something is teleos, perfect, if it's the way it's supposed to be. When a work is in progress and it's reached its final conclusion and it's as it's supposed to be, it's no longer missing anything, and so it's teleos. Mature, perfect. Perfection in the Christian life is measured not by knowledge, but by discernment. That's the point. Maturity in the Christian life is measured not by knowledge, but by discernment. The goal of this class is to help us all become more discerning. So before we begin even studying about discernment, we're going to just start the class out with a little mini-study of this paragraph, Hebrews chapter 5, because it teaches such important things about discernment. And you're going to need to understand how crucially important discernment is in your life. And so in order to understand how crucially important it is, you need to understand how calamitous and insidious and deadly immaturity is in the Christian life. So let's take a look. Verse 11. We have much to say about this, but it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, still being an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish between good and evil. Now let's just go through and compare the immature with the mature. The writer here is going into detail about the fact that the Old Testament priesthood is completely done away with. That's what he's been doing up to this point in the book. And even as he writes, he can just feel the response of the readers, the immature readers, who are just not going to be able to accept this idea that he's putting forward. And so he stops and he just makes this comment. Spiritual immaturity stems from a lack of understanding, which stems from a refusal to understand. Look at verse 11. The first thing we find about the immature is, number one, immature are slow to learn. It's hard to say this because you're slow to learn. Literally, you're sluggish in hearing. The word slow appears here, and only here in the Bible, and in chapter 6, verse 12, where it's translated lazy, where it says that we do not want you to be late, become lazy. There are examples in secular Greek of it being applied to an old person who's hard of hearing, but the implication here is that it's a hardness of hearing due to laziness, spiritual laziness. Just like maybe a real elderly person can't quite make out what a person is saying, when you lack spiritual maturity, your heart just can't quite make out the truth, because it won't accept it. The same sound waves enter an elderly person's ears that enter your ears. But the mechanism inside there, there's something wrong with it, and the vibrations can't be discerned and interpreted properly when somebody's hard of hearing. So when you're immature, the truths of Scripture, when you hear them taught, same truths go into your ears, and you hear them, just like everyone else, but your heart won't be able to make sense out of them. You won't be able to assimilate them into your life. You won't be able to properly integrate them in with all the other things you know to be true. You won't be able to remember them. And you won't be able to properly love them. You won't be able to do any of that because your spirits won't accept them, and then you won't be able to understand them. That's why you explain spiritual principles to somebody who's spiritually mature, and they say, oh, yeah, I understand. They repeat it back to you. And a month later, you talk to them, and they have no clue about it. And you tell them again, and it's totally new to them because they can't assimilate it. So, number one, the immature are slow to learn. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be sluggish to learn. Number two, you don't want to be like the spiritually mature people who, verse 12, are characterized by stunted growth and inability to teach. Look at verse 12. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers. As we found in Colossians 3:16, every Christian is supposed to be a teacher. Every Christian. You may not have a formal class. You may not feel uncomfortable in front of a crowd. You may not have any rhetorical skills. You may not have the ability to communicate biblical principles to a large crowd. But if you don't have the ability to communicate biblical principles to people, you are tragically stunted in your spiritual growth. Somebody comes to you with a problem, and you don't know how to help them out from Scripture, something's wrong. Spiritual maturity. And if you have an idea about spiritual truths, but the idea that you have in your head is just not clear enough to be put into words, something's wrong. And this is such a fascinating passage because it assigns a time limit, an actual time limit, when a person ought to be spiritually mature. That's something that I would have resisted had somebody not pointed this out to me, that it's in this text. We don't expect you to be able to instruct others on difficult issues 5 minutes after you've been converted. But if you've been saved for a whole year or 2 years, 3 years, or whatever, and you're not at a level to teach, something's wrong. So that's another problem with spiritual maturity. Inability to teach and to understand. A third problem with spiritual maturity. Inability to digest the meat of God's Word. Look at the rest of verse 12. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. So actually the contrast isn't between milk and meat. It's between milk and solid food. You know, we've got a video of Carol and Nicole, when she was just a year old, eating pizza crust. You know, they can start pretty early. I think babies can, you know, they can choke down a few Cheerios way early. I mean, pretty young, long before they can walk or talk. So a baby that can only take milk is really a little baby, right? I mean, that's real, real immaturity. The inability to handle any solid food at all is an illustration of the most extreme immaturity. And it's just a pathetic picture, an adult infant. You know, you picture a 40-year-old just wearing a diaper and just only being able to take milk. It's a sad picture. Adam Clark describes this person as one who, quote, walks heavily and makes little speed, or whose souls do not keep pace with the doctrines and exhortations given to them. It's a good definition. They're ever learning, but never able to come to a full knowledge of the truth. The immature Christian functions all the time at the shallowest level. They never move beyond the most elementary basics. And they usually don't even like getting into conversations about spiritual things because they can't think them through. When they do, they're never really able to contribute much. I mean, they just, other than just stating the obvious. You know, you're right in the middle of delving into some spiritual truths and deep, difficult things, and you're wrestling through some real interesting spiritual, and then they pipe up and say something. You know, I just think that people should be really kind to each other. No. And they just say, it's kind of state the obvious. There's nothing wrong with that. It's true. But they just can't get any deeper than that. And you might be trying to draw some difficult distinctions, maybe try to sort out exactly, I don't know, when it might be appropriate for a Christian to drink, or trying to differentiate between sacrificing freedoms on the one hand and being willing to sacrifice freedoms for a weaker brother so that the weaker brother won't stumble on the one hand, but on the other hand, of not wanting to be bullied by just some legalist that claims to be a weaker brother, you know, or whatever. And you're trying to sort some difficult thing out like that, and in the middle of the conversation, you know, somebody speaks up and says, well, you know, Christians just shouldn't get drunk and then drive drunk. It's just too dangerous. You know, they just are always at the shallowest, most obvious level. And if the conversation turns towards any difficult issue at all, then they'll usually just offer some obvious platitude and then quickly change the subject or walk away because they can't handle it. It's too hard for them. It's over their head, and they know it, and they won't even try and think it through with you. They won't even try. They'll just dismiss it. Ah, too hard. I don't know about that. I don't know. That's hard. And they won't even try. You don't want to be one of those people. They are both a disgrace and a drain on the church. Adult infants. They have to always live at the surface, and they have a problem facing life, because the problem with those people is, listen, those people have to face the same hard, difficult things in life that all of us have to face, and yet they're totally inequipped to handle them. They have the same tough questions as us, but they don't know what to make of them. But they can't escape the questions. You know, you live this life, you're forced to make decisions on hard things. And those kinds of people, they just have to sort of shoot from the hip and hope for the best. You know, they're like somebody without any driving skills, trying to drive in a difficult area, downtown, inner city. That's a hard thing. And finally, they just get overwhelmed, and they don't know what to do, so they just close their eyes and make random turns. You know, that's kind of the way some people go about making hard decisions in the Christian life, because of spiritual immaturity. They have no idea what to do. And if you examine closely those people's lives, you're going to find train wreck after train wreck after train wreck. You're going to find their finances in a chaos, or you're going to find their family to be a chaos, or their schedule is going to be a chaos, or something. It's going to be a mess. Their blood pressure will tend to be high, their anxiety level will be high, and they'll tend to have health problems that go along with those things because they don't know how to navigate through the difficulties of life because of immaturity. You don't want to be a person like that. When you're immature, you really miss out. Anyone who's ever been to Country Buffet knows that if the only food you can eat is milk, you're missing out. Right? People who are adult infants just don't have access to the things that bring the joy of the Christian life. You'll walk out of a sermon or a Bible study, and the mature people around you will be rejoicing or moved to tears, and you'll just be able to leave you completely flat. Some truth from Scripture will change their lives, and it'll enable them to conquer sins and develop certain virtues that are hard to develop, and they'll enjoy closer intimacy with the Lord, one another, and the whole time you're just sort of coasting along like you always have been, getting nowhere. You don't want to be a person like that.
Thank you for listening. We pray you're finding this season helpful. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. Just go to the treasuringgod.com website and click on Contact. There's also a giving tab on that site. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.